that is a pair of Stephen Foster victories for trainer Dallas Stewart. He looks for number three later today with Chess Chief, who is one of the main players against Maxfield in that mile and an eighth test. We'll see if he can pull it off. He is with me now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. We'll see what he thinks. Dallas, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Mike. How's it going, buddy?
It's good, pal. How are you?
Excellent.
What do you think? Number three in the cards with Chess Chief or what?
I hope so. He's a proven warrior. So we're hoping that the mile and an eighth will be a little better for him than it was a mile and a 16th in the Alashiva.
Yeah, he's been beaten a couple of times this year by Maxfield. He'll have to turn the tables on that rival and several others. But, you know, it's not like he's been embarrassed. He's finished third behind him both times. And back in the mineshaft in the fairgrounds, he was only beaten 3 3/4 lengths. So is the distance enough to make up that ground on a horse like Maxfield?
Hopefully, you know, and hopefully Johnny V will shake him up a little bit. So we're going to try. Maxfield's a very good horse. So we'll see.
When you come into a race like this, Dallas, and you have pulled off a lot of upsets, you've saddled a lot of horses that have run big when it didn't seem like they were going to. Chess Chief certainly looks like a contender in here, but when you approach a race like this where there's a heavy favorite, what's your mindset going into the race?
Well, you hope that you've made a step forward. Like we said, we hope that the distance is a little more beneficial for him. You know, and then, you know, maybe Maxfield will be off a step. You know, you just don't know. Hopefully you match up good some way, somehow. But it comes down to a horse race. Maybe we'll have a better trip than him. Maybe, you know, a few things. Maybe we're going to get better and just, you know, flat out beat him. So it could go all kind of ways. That's why we run him. And, I mean, it's a big purse. It's $600,000. It's a Stephen Foster. So it's sure worth a try.
Yeah, winning, you're in for the Breeders' Cup Classic. He's going to break right from the rail, but he has a guy on his back that knows that racetrack and certainly knows how to work out a good trip from the rail. Tell me more about going with Johnny V in here.
Well, we're glad to have him, and it just worked out like that. Saez has been riding, but he's at the Ohio Derby, and Johnny was available, and we jumped right on him. Glad to have him. Hope we match up good for him.
What things are you seeing from Chess Chief since the Alashiva that makes you think he's sitting on a big effort?
You know, he's just a strong, consistent horse. Trains hard, eats good, looks good all the time. So he's just a constant racehorse.
Yeah, he is all racehorse, and he's in the hands of the very capable Dallas Stewart, who is, just continues to click along. Dallas, I don't know what the secret is, man, but year in and year out, you send them out and they just run.
Well, we show up and train them hard. We got a great staff. Have some guys that's been with me a long time, 20 years, 30 years, 17 years. You know, a lot of the same people that stay there and grind it out, you know. It's a big, big help.
Chess Chief is not the only horse you're going to have on the Saturday program. You also send out Lansdowne in the Bashford Manor. Tell me a little bit more about Lansdowne.
Well, we weren't that surprised when he won. He's a very fast horse. He worked really well, ran good, and you can look at his work tab. He's been working well since his maiden effort, and he should show up and run hard. It's a good two-year-old race, but he's a very professional-type colt, so that's going to help him out also.
How long did it take you to know that he could run a little bit when you first got him into your barn?
He was just solid in his breezes. Like, he came in prepared very well with the group, and he continued to beat the other colts in the morning. And he showed up nice with strong works, fast works, was extremely fast leaving the gates. So that's what it takes to win two-year-old races.
We're kind of working backwards here, but you have Star in My Dreams in the seventh race, which is the War Chant Stakes. Jose Ortiz has the call. Tell me about Star in My Dreams.
Well, we were just hoping that it would rain and would come off. If it doesn't look like it's going to rain, and we'll take that horse to the Indiana Derby, so he probably won't run. We were just hoping for rain.
Yeah,
for
gotcha.
Him.
I don't think we're going to get that. And I should say Starin' in My Dreams. There are two INs in the middle there, Starin' in My Dreams, pointing to the Indiana Derby. Dallas, when you think about your two wins in the Stephen Foster, and we just heard those clips coming out of the commercial break, but Macho again, Seeking the Soul. I mean, these were two horses that proved that to be really, really good. Did you know all along when you first got them into your barn that you were sitting on some good horses with those two?
Well, actually, Macho, again, was a little bit tricky. He was a kind of a lazy horse, wouldn't work that fast. But he started running, you know, right from the get-go. First time we ran him, I think he ran second, maybe. You know, he was just very, you know, right spot on. Not in the morning, but more so in the afternoon. So, hey, he almost beat Rachel Alexander. Don't forget about that great race. He almost took down the rafters at Saratoga that day. One more jump and it might have happened. But anyhow,
that's right.
He was a real nice horse. Yeah, he was almost out in the. I think it was the Woodward. It was the Woodward, and so he was a good horse. And speaking of sold, I mean, he was second in the Pegasus. He came in, though. He was really fast. He was in the two-year-old training sale and didn't really get no bids on him, so Chuck kept him. And the guys liked him and sent him into train. And, you know, I think he ran second his first time. He didn't start till, I don't know if he started at 3 or he started at late 2. But, you know, he clicked it off right off the bat, too, also.
Isn't that incredible? How many times do we hear that story, Dallas, that a horse goes to the auction ring, doesn't attract a lot of attention, and all of a sudden they're a top-class racehorse? I mean, that's an incredible story.
Well, he was one that he was a heavy breather. You know, and the people at the two-year-old training sales, they don't like no any kind of breathing sound. And it, me also, they're scary, you know. It wasn't really a choking sound, but he made like a he was just really just kind of – he was kind of a really aggressive horse, and I guess he was just really into his breathing. Remind me of Steinlin. I used to gallop Steinlin when I was working for Wayne back in the day, and he was like that. And he never had a breathing problem, but he would make some kind of noise a little bit when he was galloping. But back to Seeking the Soul, he was at the sale, and that's probably what scared everybody off. So they did all kind of diagnostic scopes and everything on him, but it all proved negative. But, you know, the people just didn't want him. So he kept him, and it turned out great for Chuck. He's a stallion in Florida.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, Steinlin, another one. You mentioned that name. There's another horse that, you know, if you can look past the sounds that he's making when he breezes and gallops, then, you know, you get a pretty good racehorse.
Yeah, and listen, we as trainers, we don't want to hear him make any kind of noise when they breathe. That was just two good stories. There's 100 bad ones on other horses, believe me.
Do you ever go back and watch some of your big wins and, you know, kind of pull them up on the internet and take a look at them?
Sure, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
What's your favorite one?
I mean, that race with Macho, even though he got beat, that was pretty exciting. You know, I still kind of pull my shoulders back a little bit thinking, man, he almost might get there. You know, it was pretty fun because she was a champion. And, you know, Limits Forever was just incredible to watch where she came from, pass every horse and stay on and get that beat, get that win, beat them all. And, you know, the Breeders' Cup win with her daughter, you know, that was pretty terrific. You know, there's been a few, you know, it's just enjoyable to kick back and watch from time to time when you think about the horse, you know.
Talking with trainer Dallas Stewart here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Dallas, give me an update on one of your other greatest stakes winners from earlier this year. That's Will's Secret. What's going on with Will's Secret?
Well, she's done pretty well since she was third in the Kentucky Oaks, and we're looking at the Indiana Oaks for her. That's on July 7th.
All right. Plenty of action going on with the Dallas Stewart camp.
Yeah.
Man, I like to see it, brother. I'm glad that things are going well, and good luck with Chess Chief and with all the contenders later today, and let's see if we can't punch our ticket to the Breeders' Cup, huh?
Thanks for everything, Mike. Appreciate it.